We begin the current Daven Sechtes, Brachas Dav Mem Tes. We begin 17 lines from the top of the Amid. The Gemara continues the halachas of the Nusach, of the exact terminologies that we use by Birchas HaMazon. And the Gemara begins regarding the third Bracha of Birchas HaMazon, regarding what we know as the Bracha of Rachim, as the Bracha of Ben Yerushalayim. So the Gemara has Tanabon, Mahu Chaisim. The Brice asks, with what do we conclude the Bracha of Rachim, the third Bracha of Birchas HaMazon? So the Tanakhama says, Bebin Yerushalayim, as our nusach is, that we end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we thank Him for that He's bein of Berach of Yerushalayim, that He builds Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda, Imer, Moshiach Yisrael. You end the bracha with the verse that Hashem is the Savior of Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Moshiach Yisrael in bein Yerushalayim Yotloi, which means we only mention that Hashem is the Savior of Klal Yisrael, and we don't mention the fact that He's the builder of Yerushalayim. But that is, if you end bein Yerushalayim, so that's not going to be a chasima, but the Iker Bracha is talking about Yerushalayim, so why would that be an incorrect nusach, and that you would have to end that Hashem is the Savior of Klal Yisrael? So the Gemara answers, Eleima af Moshiach Yisrael, it means that even one could end with the nusach of that Hashem is the Savior of Klal Yisrael. And that is, if you're coming, of course if you end Bayin Barach and Yerushalayim, you're going to be Yitz, because that's the main theme, and that you always have to conclude the Bracha as you started, which is told by Hashem that to have Rachmanis on us and build Yerushalayim. But if you're coming to end that Hashem is the Savior of Klal Yisrael and you don't end Bayin Yerushalayim, then you'll still fulfill your chiyuv of ending the Bracha as it started, because the salvation of Klal Yisrael, the Teshuva of Yisrael, is the building of Yerushalayim, so therefore it's considered the same idea. The Gemara brings a story related to this, that Rabbi Bar Avuhna Iklul Beiresh Galusa, Pasach B'chod V'Sayim B'Tarati, he began the Bracha of Rachim, the third Bracha of Birchas HaMazon. He only started with one, but he ended with two. That is, when he started, he said, Rachim Hashem Al Yisrael Amecha, but he didn't say Ba'al Yerushalayim Yirecha. Rather, he only said one of them, Yisrael Yisrael, not Yerushalayim. But when he ended the Bracha, he ended with both. He ended with Mashiach Yisrael and Bayin Yerushalayim. He mentioned both ideas. So Amr Rav Chizr told him, Gvurta Lamechta Metarati, you think it's a greatness to conclude with two things? In other words, but his question was, Vatan, but we learned in the Braisa that Rabbi Yoim in Chaismer's time, you don't conclude with two ideas, because that it seems like that it's you make mitzvahs into chavilas, into like bundles. As the Gemara in Pesachim says, that you don't say two different kedushas, sanctifications, on one cup of wine. So therefore, you know, you started with one idea, but then you end with two, you're not supposed to end with two ideas. So the Gemara goes back and discusses this halacha. Gufa, Rabbi Yoim in Chaismer's time. Rabbi said that we don't conclude a bracha with two ideas. So the Esve Levi asked to Rabbi, but we say in Birchas HaMazon Ala Aretz Ala Mazon, we say we thank Hashem for the land and for the food. That's two different ideas. So he answered him, no, it's Eretz the Mafka Mazon. It's really one chasima. You end with one idea, with thank Hashem for the land that produces food. So it's really a thanks. It's really just a chasima on the land. But then he asked him, but we say Ala Aretz Ala Peiris. We say by the Nusach of Ala Peiris, which is after we eat one of the fruits of the Sheva types of the seven types that Eretz Yisrael is praised with, we say the Nusach that we thank Hashem for the land on its, and on the fruits. So he answered, similarly, Eretz the Mafka Peiros, we thank Hashem for the land that produces fruits. Then he continued asking, but we say Mekadosh Yisrael Vazman, we say in the Yom Tov Davening, that we Hashem, we thank Him that He sanctifies Klal Yisrael, and the different times, which in reference to the Yom Tovim. So again he answered him that we thank Hashem that He's Mekadosh Yisrael, the Kachinu Lizmanim, that we thank Him for one thing, that He sanctifies Klai, so who they go ahead and they sanctify the times, as we know that the times of Yom Tov depend on the time when Chazal, when our sages go ahead and they designate when the Yom Tov come out. Then he asked him, Mekadosh Yisrael Rosh Chodesh, and we say on Rosh Chodesh, that Hashem sanctifies Klai, so and the beginnings of the month. So again he answered, Yisrael, the Kachin, the Rosh Chodesh, and what it means is that Hashem sanctified Klai, so who they go ahead and they sanctify the beginnings of the month. But then he asked him, but Mekadosh HaShabbos V'Yisrael Vazman, you have what we say on Shabbos that falls out on Yom Tov. We say we thank Hashem that He sanctifies Shabbos and Klal Yisrael and the different times of Yom Tov. And here you can't say that Klal Yisrael is Mekadosh Shabbos and the Yom Tov, because the Zmanim of Yom Tov are dependent on Bezdin, because they sanctify the moon according to the sight of the Edom. But Shabbos was always holy and sanctified and doesn't depend on us. So we can't say that we go ahead and we sanctify Shabbos. So the Gemara answers, Chutz Mizu, correct, besides this one, that there we do end with two ideas, but generally a bracha has to be one idea. To which the Gemara says, Maishna, why is that different, the bracha of Mekadosh HaShabbos V'Yisrael Hazman, that there we allow two different endings? So the Gemara says, because Hacha Chadehi, really here it's really one, and that is you're only making one chasima, and it's only called like a Birchas Mekadosh, that we, so to speak, blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he sanctifies. And he sanctifies Shabbos and Dizmanim. So it's really one chasima that we're thanking Hashem that he sanctifies. And again, he sanctifies a few things, but that's one idea. But Mashiach Yisrael and Ben Yerushalayim, that he's the savior of Klal Yisrael and that he builds Yerushalayim, that's two different things. And we're not allowed to put two different ideas into one bracha as we're ending. And that was his complaint when he ended off with two ideas. He says you're not supposed to end with two. Rabbi said you're only supposed to end off with one idea, as the Gemara says. But Hasam Tarati there, when it mentions Klal Yisrael and Yerushalayim, that's two. And Kol Chodav Chodav Ape Navshi, each one is a separate idea. So now the Gemara wants to explain what we just said. What is it? What's the reason why we don't conclude a bracha with two different ideas? So the Gemara says, because we can't make mitzvahs into bundles. In other words, each bracha, you talk about one thing. You want us to talk about another thing to thank Hashem? You make another bracha. You don't, so to speak, throw it all together into one bracha, into one bundle. So the Gemara says, my havalah. So what ended up happening about it? How do we end off the bracha of rachim? What's the correct nusach? So the Gemara says, it depends. Amr of Sheshes, Pasach Baracham al Amchi Yisrael, if you began that bracha, that have mercy on your nation, Klal Yisrael, so you started off with the idea of Klal Yisrael, then Chisim B'Mashiach Yisrael, then you end off with that Hashem is the Savior of Klal Yisrael, because you have to end the way you started. Pasach Baracham al Yerushalayim, if you started the third bracha of Birchas HaMazon, that you should have mercy on Yerushalayim, so then Chisim B'Mashiach Yerushalayim, then you end off with that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we thank Him that He builds Yerushalayim. Again, as we said, because the Chasim has to be Me'ein, the Pasich has to be as you started off. However, the Gemara brings a mandama that argues in Rav Nachman Amar no. Afil pasach beracham al Yisrael, even if you began the third bracha, that Hashem should have mercy in Klal Yisrael, chesem b'bein Yerushalayim, you should still end that He builds Yerushalayim, as our meaning is, mishum shenemar b'bein Yerushalayim Hashem. It says that Hashem is the builder of Yerushalayim. Nitche Yisrael yichanis, the dispersed of Klal Yisrael He gathers in. And that is, Eimasai b'bein Yerushalayim Hashem, when will Hashem build Yerushalayim? That's Bizman, Shenitchi Yisrael Yichanis. That's at the time when He will gather the dispersed of Klal Yisrael. So therefore, the building of Yerushalayim is the Teshuah of Yisrael. It is the salvation of Klal Yisrael. And that's what the Pasuk in Tehillim, Kof Mem Zayin, means, that B'yin Yerushalayim Hashem, that then Nitchi Yisrael Yichanis, and therefore, although you started with Klal Yisrael, ending off at Yerushalayim is the same idea, because that is, so to speak, the same concept of the salvation of Klal Yisrael. That's the time when Hashem will be building Yerushalayim. So now the Gemara brings a story. Come, let us go ahead and study. So Amalei, Birchas Mezoinu Lo Gemrin. He says, I don't even know how to make Birchas Hamazon properly. V'shenui Mesnin, you want me to go ahead and learn? I don't know. So Amalei, Maihai, he says, well, what are you talking about? What do you mean that you're making it sound like you don't know anything? So Amalei, Deikloi Lebele Resh Galusa. Obrichi Birchas Mezoin. I went to the house of the Resh Galusa, and I was making Birchas Hamazon. V'zakfi Rav Sheshes Lekuui Elaikechavya. And Rav Sheshes straightened his neck over me like a snake. In other words, he wanted to, so to speak, attack me for the way I made Birchas HaMazon. Bamai, he says, why? What did you do wrong when you made Birchas HaMazon? So he told him, Deloy Amri, loy bris, v'loy Torah, v'loy Malchus. I didn't mention my Birchas HaMazon, not the covenant of the Mila, not the Torah that Hashem gave us as a gift, which the two things are integral for the Bracha of Neidlucha, as we learned on the previous daf. V'loy Malchus, and I didn't mention the kingship of David in the Bracha of Uvener, of the third Bracha of Rachim. So he says, "Vala Ma'alo Marta, why don't you say it? We know we learned in Bismedrus that these are things that are integral to say for the brachas of Birchas HaMazon." So he says, "Kedir Rav Chanan al Marav, because that's I did as in the teaching of Rav Chanan in the name of Rav." Damer Rav Chanan al Marav, loy Amar Bris uTayra Malchus Yatsa. If you didn't say the covenant and Tayra in Neidlacha, and you didn't say the kingship in the bracha of Rachim, then you're Yatsa. And what's the reason? How couldn't we see that it's not integral for the brachas? Because Bris Lefisha Einu B'Nashim, we know Nashim have to make Birchas HaMazon. And they don't have the bris milah. Torah malchus lefisha ein lebed nashim lebavadim. And obviously Torah and malchus are not integral because women and slaves don't have Torah and malchus. So that's why I didn't say it. So he responded to him. Va'ad shafkit kalhani tanoi v'amiroi v'avid karab. Says, of course, Rav Sheshes should have got upset with you. You left go of all the tanoim and all the maram that say that you have to say by neilach you have to say bris and Torah, and by the third bracha you have to say malchus based David. And there's this one teaching of Rav, and you're relying on that versus everyone else. That's why it's very good that Rav Sheshes got upset at you. Now the Gemara continues with the fourth bracha of Birchas HaMazon, which is known as the bracha of HaToiv HaMeitiv. Amar Abba Baruch Hanan Rabbi Yochanan, HaToiv HaMeitiv Tzricha Malchus. That the fourth bracha of Birchas HaMazon needs to mention Hashem's kingship. So the Gemara says, Maika Mashmalan, what's the Chiddush? We know kol bracha she'ein ba malchus loishma brachas. That's what he's teaching us. That any bracha that doesn't have the kingship of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not considered a bracha. And that's why by the fourth bracha you have to mention melech ha'olam, you have to mention Hashem's kingship. Rabbi Yochanan already told us this halacha once before. So why would I have to say it here in regards to Hateva Meitav? I know every bracha has to say Melech HaOilam. So Amreb Zeira Loimar should Tzricha Shti Malchis. So the first pshat the Gemara gives is that what the halacha was telling us is that not that you have to mention one time Hashem's kingship, because we know every bracha has to mention Melech HaOilam. Rather, has to mention it two times. Why is that? Chada Dida, one time for it itself, for the bracha of Hateva Meitav. But Chada the Bain Yerushalayim, one time, so to speak, to make up for the bracha of Bain Yerushalayim, where it doesn't mention Hashem's kingship. It doesn't say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam Bein Yerushalayim. It just says without that. So therefore, we say twice in the fourth bracha. So therefore, the Gemara asks, Ihachad Nebai Tla. So then we should mention three times kingship. Chada Didei, one time the bracha of Hateva Meitav. Chada Dibay Yerushalayim, one time to make up for the bracha before. Chada Berachas Haaretz, one time to make up for the bracha before of Noidlecha, which also doesn't mention that Hashem is Melech HaOlam. So the Gemara says no. Ela Berachas Haaretz. My time alive. So, what's the reason why by Noyelucha we don't mention Hashem's kingship? Because it's, so to speak, a bracha which is near a bracha before, it's in succession to a bracha before, which is the bracha of Azan Sakel. And we know that a bracha smuch lechaverta doesn't have to, so to speak, have a bracha. It doesn't have to start with a bracha because it's, so to speak, on the coattails of the bracha before it. So, therefore, it doesn't have to say bracha, and therefore, for sure, it doesn't have to say Melech HaOlam. So if so, Bain Yerushalayim Namaloi Tabai. So then the third bracha also shouldn't require Melech Olam. The Havalei Bracha Smuch Lechaverta, because it's so to speak the third in line from Hazon Zikhon Neilucha, and then Rachim, which is the bracha of Bain Yerushalayim. So then the Gemara goes back. So then again, what was the chiddush that we need to have Malchus by the fourth bracha of Hateva Meitav? If it's coming to say that you need it one time, that we know already, because we know Rabbi Yochanan says every bracha needs to have Malchus. And if it's to say you need it twice, why would you need it twice? Because of Bain Yerushalayim? But that's a bracha smucha lechaverta, just like Neilucha doesn't need Melech HaOlam, because it's, so to speak, riding on the coattails of the first bracha. So the Gemara says that, Hu adin dafil Bain Yerushalayim nam elabayu. You're right. Even Bain Yerushalayim Yerushalayim amein, the third bracha, Berachas Mazon, does not need Malchus. Ela aididam Malchus based David, but once we mention the kingship of the house of David in the third bracha of Bain Yerushalayim, that we said that it's integral, because David was the one that was Mekadesh Yerushalayim, that made the source for the bracha of Yerushalayim. Lav Oirich Arad Deloim Malchus Shemayim. It's not proper that we shouldn't mention, once we mention the kingship of a flesh and blood, not to mention the kingship of heaven, and that is by the bracha of Bain Yerushalayim. Since we don't mention it there, therefore we go back and we mention it a second time in Hateva Meitav, as so to speak, to be Yaitzev for the bracha of Bain Yerushalayim, where we did not mention the Malchus. So that's one teretz to say what was the chiddush that we need to say Hateva Meitav in that bracha. We say Hashem's kingship, is that to say it twice, one for itself, I want to make up for Bain Yerushalayim, and that although that bracha is a smucha lechaverta, but it needs to have it just because it talks about the Malchus of David, so therefore it has to for sure mention the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Second pshat the Gemara gives is Rav Papa Amar Hochikama. What the Gemara was saying was that Tzricha Shtei Malchus Lebar Medida, that it needs to have two kingships besides itself, and that is, no, it needs to have mentioned Malchus for the bracha of Neidlecha and of Uvnei and for itself. And therefore, although we mentioned that we asked if we're going to have two, then you would have to have three. So the Gemara says, yeah, correct. You need to have three. You need to have two besides itself. And that is, you need to have to make up for Neilucha and for Uvinei and for itself, for the Melech HaOlam of the fourth bracha. And that's how we say. We say, Ovinu Malkeinu. So we're mentioning one time Malkeinu. Adireinu, Bareinu, Goyleinu, Kedushinu, Kedush Yaakov. Reinu, Re'ei Yisrael, HaMelech HaToyv HaMeitu B'kol. So besides Melech HaOlam, that we say by every bracha, that for HaToyv HaMeitu, we say two more times Hashem's kingship to make up for the bracha of Uvinei that doesn't talk about it, and another time for the bracha of Neilucha to make up for that. So again, we have a machlokes about when we were teaching the halacha that HaToyv HaMeitu needs to have Malchus, did it mean to say that we need to have it two times, or need to have it even three times to make up not only for itself, but HaToyv HaMeitu for Uvinei and for the bracha of Neilucha. Now the Gemara goes back and says that by Birchas HaMazon, sometimes we have to mention other things during the Birchas HaMazon. So the Gemara says that Yosef Reb Zeira Achayid Rav Gidl, that Reb Zeira was sitting behind Rav Gidl, V'Yosef Rav Gidl Kamid Rav Huna, Rav Gidl was sitting in front of Rav Huna. V'Yosef Akami, he was sitting and he was saying the following halacha. Tov Alei Hisker Shal Shabbos, if someone made a mistake and they didn't mention Shabbos, which the bracha of Ritzei in his Birchas HaMazon, so what does he do? Ayim Ebarach Shenosin Shabbos L'mnucha, he says the following nusach, that we thank Hashem, we bless Him, that He gave His Shabbos for resting. La'amo Yisrael bi'ahava, that He gave it to His nation Klai Yisrael with love, lo'isu, lebris, as a sign and for a covenant. Baruch Mekadosh HaShabbos, that Hashem should be blessed, that he sanctified the Shabbos. So Rav Huna said to Rav Gidl, Manam, or who said this halacha that you're quoting? So he said Rav, that it was Rav that said this halacha. Hadu Yosef HaKamar, again he was sitting and he was saying the following halacha. Tov Lehiska Shal Yomtib, if someone made a mistake and he didn't mention Yalav Yavai in Birch Samasin. So what does he do? Omer, he says the following nasach. Baruch Shanasin Yom Tovim La'am Yisrael, that Hashem should be blessed that he gave good days Yom Tovim for his nation Klal Yisrael. L'simcha u'l'zikaren, for rejoicing and for remembrance. Baruch Mekadosh Yisrael v'zmanim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be blessed that he sanctifies Klal Yisrael and the different times of the year. So again, man, he told the man number who said this halacha. So he said Rav. So Hadi Yosef come again, he was sitting and he said the following halacha. Ta'av l'hiskat shel Rish Chodesh, if he made a mistake and he didn't mention Rish Chodesh in Yalav Yavai. So Omer says the following nusach. Baruch Shanasin Rosh Chodeshim La'am Yisrael L'zikaren, that Hashem should be blessed that he gave the beginnings of the months to his nation to Klal Yisrael as a remembrance. But then he says V'lo Yedana. He says, and I don't know. Again, Reb Zeri was saying, says I don't know, as the Gemara is going to say, if Rav Gidl said that, if he said L'zikaren or L'simcha, if he said that, or he said only that it's remembrance and not for rejoicing. And I don't know if he said over in the name of Rav or not. As the Gemara says, he wasn't sure about this. He remembered this halacha, but he says, and I don't know, he says, I know it said that Hashem gave us Rosh Chodesh as remembrance, but I don't know if he said that he gave it to us as rejoicing or not. I don't know, if he concluded that with a bracha, as the other ones, as if it would say, Mekadosh Yisrael v'Rosh Chodeshim, that Hashem sanctified Klal Yisrael and Rosh Chodesh, or he didn't end it with a conclusion of a bracha. I don't know if he said it as himself or he said it over in the name of his Rebbe and Rav. So therefore, I don't correctly remember. A similar story the Gemara brings is Gidl bar Menyumi habekoy kamed Rav Nachman. And Tor Rav Nachman made a mistake, whether it be Ritzei or Yalav Yava, he made a mistake during his Birch Samazin. So we continue on to Amud Beis. V'hod deliration, and they went back to the beginning of Birch Samazin. As the Gemara in Daf Chav Tes says, that regarding Tefillah, we know that if a person already uprooted his feet, he went, so to speak, he stepped back 3 steps, V'yaseh Shalom B'mraimam, V'yaseh goes back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei. So over there, where there's the element of moving your feet back, so that would be the Kaveh, that would be when the defining factor that you would have to start over. But here, we're just ending the bracha, that's so to speak like finishing already, that's like already moving your steps back. So Amalei says, Tet, in my time, Ovid Marachi, why did you do this? Why did you start over Birch Samasin over? So Amalei, Dom Rav Shil, Amar Rav, Toch, Eiz L'Reish. Because Rav said that if someone makes a mistake, he has to go back to the beginning. But then he asked him, V'Amar Rav, Hunam Rav, but we have a different statement in the name of Rav, that said, Toch, Eimer Baruch Shanasin, that if you make a mistake, you say the following phrase, that Hashem should be blessed, that he gave Shabbos, or Yom Tov, or Rosh Chodesh. We see that you can make it up with a different terminology. Well, how could he say that you have to go back to the beginning? So Amalei, La Litmar, Allah, didn't we learn about that? That depends. That Amar of Menashe, about the Chalifa, Amar Rav, Lo Yishanu, we didn't learn this, that you can make up with it with the following sentence. El Shle Pasach Batev HaMetev, only if you didn't start yet the fourth bracha of Atev HaMetev after Boinev Erachim V'Shlaim Amen, you didn't say anything yet. And as it's printed in our benches, these sentences that you could say to make up for it. But if you already started next bracha, then you have to go back all the way to the beginning of Birch Samazin, and you have to start over. So if you make a mistake, as we mentioned on the previous summit, you could say these nuschais. But if you started the next bracha, then you have to go back to the beginning of Birch Samazin, and that's why it depends if it's enough just to say the phrases or that you have to start over. So the Gemara continues on these halachas. If a person makes a mistake and he didn't mention Yalav Yavai for Rosh Chodesh during his Shemoneh Esrei, then he has to go ahead and daven over again. But if he forgot to say Yalav Yavai when he was benching on Rosh Chodesh, he ate a meal of bread, he doesn't have to bench over. So Amalei Rav Oven L'Rav Amar, Maishna Tefillah, Maishna Birch Samazin. What's the difference? Why by Shemoneh Esrei do we make him daven over and by Birch Samazin we don't make him say it over? So Amalei Afli Didi Kashli. I also had the same question. V'shiyat L'Rav Nachman, they asked Rav Nachman. And he told me, I didn't hear the answer from Shmuel. But let us see ourselves, what would be the difference? And he said, Tefillah, which is an obligation that you have to say, and you have to say it properly. So then we make him say it over, because you have to mention the Me'ein Ma'ayru, the what's happening that day of Rosh Chodesh. However, Birch is Mizayna, the Ibayachal, Ibayalayachal, Imachzir Naisir. However, regarding the bracha that you make on food of Birchas HaMazon, where if you want, you could eat, or if you don't want, you don't have to eat, you don't have to eat on Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, the actual Birchas HaMazon wasn't, so to speak, essential, and therefore, even if you didn't mention Yal B'Yavi, we don't make him say it over again. But then the Gemara asked, Elam Yata, Shabbos of Yom Tovim, Deloi Sagi, Deloi Ochel. If that's the case, then on Shabbos and Yom Tov, where it's not enough that you can't eat, where there you have to eat, there are mitzvahs to eat. Su'udis on Shabbos and Yom Tov, So'achinam the Yitoy Hadr. So then would that be the case that if you make a mistake on Shabbos that you don't say Ritzei, or on Yom Tov that you don't say Yal B'Yavi, that there you would have to say over benching? So Amalei Yin, he says, yes, that's correct. Dam Rav Shila Merav, Toch Chayz L'Rais, as we learned that if a person made a mistake on Yom Tov or Shabbos, and he didn't say Ritzei Yal B'Yavi, that he has to go ahead and go back to the beginning of Berachas HaMazon and say it over again. But then he asked him, how could you say that Rav said you have to say over Berachas HaMazon? V'am Rav Huna, Rav Ta'oim, Baruch Shanasan. Similar to as the Gemara asked before, that what I mean, if you make a mistake, we said you could just make up with it with that one line sentence. So he answered him, Lavit Ma'Allah, Lo Yishonu Elish Le'Pazah Ba'Teva Meitim. We didn't say that you could make up for it with these phrases, only if you didn't start yet the fourth brach of the Birchas HaMazon of a Teva Meitim. In other words, you forgot to say Ritzei, Yal V'Yavid, between Rachim and Uvenei. And but however, you remembered before you started a Teva Meitim of a Pasa, but Teva Meitim Chayez L'Reis. But if you already started the fourth brach, and then you remembered, oi, I forgot to say Yal V'Yavid, or Ritzei, then you have to go back to the beginning of Birchas HaMazon. So we learned that Tefillah and Shabbos, even by Birchas HaMazon, since they're both obligations, that would require a person to go ahead and daven over and similarly recite over Birchas HaMazon and Shabbos and Yom Tov. But again, when there's no obligation to eat, as in Rosh Chodesh, there a person would not have to say over his Birchas HaMazon if he forgot to say Yalav Yavar. Now the Gemara returns to the Mishnah. The Mishnah, we said, Ad Kama Mezamnin, until how much does it have to be that a person would have to eat that they could join him into the Tziruf of the Birchas of Zimun? And there we had a machlokes in the Mishnah whether it has to be kazayis or even more so a kebeya. So Taisa says, in truth, the machlokes would apply even to Birchas HaMazon without zimun. But rather, the Mishnah was telling you a chiddush that even on a kazayis, one could enjoy the person for the Birchas of zimun. But in truth, the same machlokes would apply how much one has to eat to make actual Birchas HaMazon, not just the Birchas of zimun, which is by three people. So the Gemara says that we had a machlokes between Rebbe Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Rebbe again said that it was kazayis, and Rabbi Yehuda says kebeya. So the Gemara wants to ask a question on this. Lememer de Rebbe Meir chashuv lekazayis, and it didn't say Rebbe Meir, but stam a mishnah is Rebbe Meir. So it would seem that Rebbe Meir considers a kazayis significant, and that's why you could join him for zimun already. And Rabbi Yehuda kebeya. Rabbi Yehuda says that no, at least a kebeya has to be to consider it significant. But the Gemara asks, well, yibcha shamin lo, but it seems to be that we learned exactly the opposite. Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, it says v'chemi sheyotzim Yerushalayim, and similarly, someone that's leaving Yerushalayim. He remembers that he had in his hand meat of the sanctified from a carbon of Kodesh. And that is, earlier in that Mishnah, it said that if someone's going to Shecht to slaughter his carbon Pesach, and he remembers that he has chametz in his house, which is you're not allowed to have when you're going to slaughter the carbon Pesach. So the halacha in that Mishnah says that if he could go back and get rid of the chametz, and then go back and do his mitzvah, he has enough time, so he go back and then he should get burn his chametz. But if he doesn't have enough time, so then he should be mevatel in his leiv, he should annul it and say that it's hefker, I don't want it. Then that Mishnah continues, says, similarly, someone that leaving Yerushalayim, he remembers that he has in his hand the meat of Kodesh, and that became pasul as he left, when he left the walls, the chayim of Yerushalayim. So then that Mishnah continues, and as our Gemara quotes, im over tzayfim, if you already passed tzayfim, which is a place where, as the word tzayfim means that you could see, it's the place that you could still see the Beis HaMikdash, so then tzayfim come, and then you could burn it in its place. But if not, you didn't go past Tzayfim yet, then then you're still close enough, and then you go back and you burn it in front of the temple from the pieces of wood from the pyre that's on the that the goat that's brought on the Mizbeach. So then that Mishnah quotes a machlekes. Ad kama him chayzim. That regarding how much from this carbon that you have that now you made a pasul because you left the walls of Yerushalayim, how much would have to be a shir chashiv that would require you to go back to burn it, that you didn't go past tzayfim yet? So we have machlekes. Rebbe Meir says both this one and that one is like the size of an egg, and that is both regarding chametz and for the meat of kodesh. Rebbe Yehuda Meir zevezek b'kazayis, both for the going back to get rid of your chametz and to go back and burn the carbon that you took out of the walls of Yerushalayim to bring back to burn the Beis HaMikdash, both are kazayis. That seems to be the opposite. Now Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda says an egg, and Rabbi Meir says a kazayis. And in that Mishnah, Rabbi Meir says an egg, and Rabbi Yehuda says a kazayis. So what's considered a shir chashiv? Is it an egg or is it kazayis? Each one seems to be the exact opposite in the other place. So I'm Rabbi Yechonon, Mechlefes HaShitas. Rabbi Yechonon says that the opinions have to be inverted, and that is correct. You have to switch the opinions that our Mishnah was that really Reb Meir is the one that says that it's a kebaya, and Rabbi Yehuda is the one that says kezayis. However, the Gemara brings a man Dama that argues and says, "Abayam lo'il moy tepech." No, you don't have to switch it. Although it seems to be contradictory, it's that each one have different reasons for being that way. Hacha here by Birchsa Mazen in our Mishnah Bikroi Pli, they're arguing in the interpretation of a pasuk that is Remeir Sav Remeir that says that it has to be Kazayas. He holds that says in the pasuk V'achalta that you shall eat Zuachila. That's a reference to eating. V'Savata that you'll be satiated Dushtia. That refers to drinking. And we know Vachila b'kezayis. We always know that Achila, in anywhere that it says about a mitzvah or a issur regarding eating, that it's a share of kezayis. Therefore, we know that Birchsa Mazen, and therefore, consequently, regarding Birchsa Zimen, it means that a person has to eat just the share of kezayis because it says in the Torah like that, Vachalta. Rabbi Yehuda learns up the pasuk V'chalta v'savata. It says that you should eat and you'll be satiated. It's not enough just to eat. It has to be an Achila shish b'sviya. It has to be an eating that has satiation. V'ezai zukebeya. And what is that? That's the size of an egg. So therefore, that's dependent on the machlokes, how they interpret the pasuk. And Hasam over there, regarding the halacha that makes a person go back to either burn his chametz or to burn his carbon in by the Beis HaMikdash, that's besvar pliga. There they're arguing on reasoning. And that is Remeir Savach HaZarasik to Masir. Remeir holds that we learn up that his requiring him to go back would be the same shear as the shear of Tumah. And that is, whatever is considered chashav regarding being metama that carbon, that food, that would be the same thing regarding making him go back. And therefore, matu masa bikebeya, afchazarasa bikebeya. Therefore, just like we know the tumah that be metama that his carbon has to be the size of a kebeya, so therefore his going back also is the share of a kebeya. Rabbi Yehuda Sover, chazarasa kisuroi. That his reasoning was, no, that this, that we make someone go back, would be the same size, the same share as the iser. And that is ma'i suray, just like the isra of, let's say, eating chametz, is bekezayis, af chazaras bekezayis, therefore, similarly, going back, making him go back, would also be considered chashiv, it would be the size of kezayis, and therefore, you don't have to invert the reasoning. Each opinion is valid on their own thing, depending on what the machlekes was. One was machlekes in the pasuk, and the other one was machlekes in svara, and therefore, it's not a contradiction to have each one opposite opinions in those separate mishnayos. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah will be discussing the exact nusach that is said by the Birchas HaZimen, depending on how many people there are that are joined together to make the joint bracha of Birchas HaZimen. So the Mishnah begins, Ketzeh Mezamen, how do we make the bracha of Zimen? So the Mishnah says, B'shloisha, when there are three people, Oymen Nevarach, he says, let us bench Hashem Nevarach, Shechal Meshaloi. B'shloisha, when there's three people and him, that is four, then Oymen Baruch Hu, he says to them that you should bless. And that is because even without him, there's a Zeman. And similarly, all these cases, since without him, there is. Therefore, he's telling them, Baruch Hu, just like the Shliach Tzibur, see, it's a more chashav thing when one person tells to all the other ones that you go ahead and make the bracha. So therefore, he's telling the three people, Baruch Hu. So then the Mishnah continues, Ba'asara, Eim Nevarach Elokeinu. When there's 10 people, then you say, you add on the word Elokeinu, that we should bless our God, which is a greater Shvach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when there's a minion of people, then there's the element of Elokeinu. Ba'asara Vahu, when there's 10 people and him. So Eim Nevarach, then he tells to them to bless, and they should go ahead and say a bracha to Elokeinu. So then the Mishnah says that Echad Asara, the Echad Asara Reba, whether there's 10, or whether there's 10 myriads, 100,000 people, it wouldn't make a difference. In other words, they're all the same. From once that you're fitting to mention Hashem's name of Elokeinu, you don't have to change. And the Gemara is going to ask, but we're going to say right now in the Mishnah that 100 is this and 1,000 this, and it keeps on changing. So why are we saying over here that whether it's 10 or whether it's 10 myriads is all the same? The Gemara is going to ask, it seems to be internal contradiction, as the Mishnah is going to say right now, that it does change. Anyway, the Mishnah continues, B'meya hu oymen nevarch Hashem Elokeinu. When there's 100 people, so then you don't only say nevarch Elokeinu, you say nevarch Hashem Elokeinu. B'meyev, who when there's 100 and him, then Oymer Baruch, he tells them to go ahead and make the bracha. Be'elef, when there's 1,000 people, Ho Oymer Nevarach L'Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael. You add on Elokei Yisrael, he said, let us bless Hashem, our God, the God of Israel. Be'elef, who when there's 1,000 and him, Oymer Baruch, he tells them to make the bracha. Be'riboy, when there's 10,000 people, Oymer Nevarach L'Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Yisrael, and then he adds on Elokei Tzavakos Yeshiv HaKruvim Alamazin Shalchanu, that Hashem is the God of all the the chariots and all the constellations that he sits on top of the Kruvim there by the Aron and the Beis HaMikdash. On the food that we ate, that's the greater phrases that are said, the terminology when there's 10,000 people. Beribay v'hu, when there's 10,000 and him, I'm a bracha, then he tells them to go ahead and make that bracha. So then the Mishnah concludes that ke'inyishu mevarech kach ein acharav. Just like he says, the Mavarach says it, the Mezamen, so too that's how they respond. And that is, for example, in the case that we just mentioned of 10,000 people, they respond, the 10,000 people, Baruch Hashem Elikeinu, blesses Hashem our God, Elikei Yisrael, the God of Israel, Elikei Tzavakeis, the God of all the legions, Yeshiv HaKeruvim, that he sits on the Keruvim, Alamazon Shalchalno, on the food that we ate. However, now the Gemara brings a mandama that it argues. According to the multitudes of the people, that's how the bracha goes. In other words, that just like we said that there's a difference between 100 and 10, and between 100 and 1,000, between 1,000 and 10,000, so that it continually changes. And this that we said earlier in the Mishnah, that whether it's 10 or whether it's 10 myriads, that is Rabbi Akiva, as the Gemara is going to explain. That he says that just like we find in the Beis HaKnesset and Shul, once the minyan reaches 10, there's no difference whether there's a lot or a little. Here also, regarding Birchas HaMazon, regarding the Birchas of Zimun, there's no difference regarding if it's 10 or 100, 1,000, 10,000. It's Rabbi Yisrael Galili that was saying before that according to the multitudes, that's how it changed. Shenem, as he says, he brings in the Pasuk, B'machelos, in the assemblages, Baruch Hu Hashem Elikim, that's how you should bench Hashem, Hashem our God, Mimkar Yisrael, from the source of Klai, so that depending on the Kehillah, depending on how large they are, that would depend and define how the bracha is. And that, the Gemara brings, the Mishnah brings, that Rebbe Akiva argues, and he's the one that said earlier in the Mishnah, that Amr Rebbe Akiva, no, mamatzinim beis haknesses, just like we find in the shul, echad merubim ve'echad me'utam, whether there's a lot of people, whether there's a little amount of people, oimer bracha es Hashem, the chazan doesn't change, it's bracha es Hashem, and he says that let us bless Hashem, that he's telling the klal that they should bench Hashem, therefore here also, once it's 10, nevarach lekenu, that's it, we don't change it according to 100, 1,000, and so on. Rabbi Shmuel adds to that nusach that Rabbi Kiva said, that when you come to shul, the shatz doesn't just say Baruch Es Hashem, rather he says Baruch Es Hashem HaMavarach, that you should bless Hashem who is blessed, and that is that he's just arguing on that nakuda that Rabbi Kiva brought in as a reference regarding that we see doesn't change from once it's 10 and up. He says you don't just say Baruch Es Hashem, you say Baruch Es Hashem HaMavarach.